This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. This morning in Dover, the New England Conference of the NAACP called for the local school district to fire teacher John Carver. Carver is responsible for the assignment that led some of his students to write and perform a song with racist lyrics. Last month, the district declined to fire him. Instead, he was assigned to racial sensitivity training and is scheduled to return to the classroom next school year. NHPR's Annie Ropeek was at the NAACP's press conference at Dover City Hall this morning, and she joins me now. Annie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what was the scene like at Dover City Hall?
So it was leaders from NAACP chapters from all over New England, from Massachusetts and Rhode Island and New Hampshire, of course, all standing up on the stage at Dover City Hall's auditorium, talking about how the district needs to fire Mr. Carver. They were concerned that not enough information has been released about the investigation into Mr. Carver, and they said this is really an escalation of their efforts to try to make this happen and that they're not going to stop until the district responds how they want them to respond.
Okay, and how did the NAACP explain why they're putting so much focus on this particular incident here in New Hampshire?
So Rogers Johnson, who's the head of the Seacoast chapter of the NAACP, says this is basically the biggest controversy that they've had to deal with in their district in recent memory. And he says he really sees this as part of a larger culture in the state and in New Hampshire schools of kind of glossing over intolerance and of not responding accordingly to incidents of racial insensitivity and prejudice and bias. Here's what he had to say.
It's all over the state. People just haven't recognized it because we haven't talked about it. You need to focus in on this because this is everywhere now. And if we don't nip this in the bud, there's going to be hell to pay 3-4 years down the road.
So Johnson wants more focus on educator diversity training and just the ability of teachers to prevent this kind of situation in the first place. And he wants that to be a part of how they're prepared to enter the classroom, not just as kind of a response to incidents like this, but as a real sort of ongoing culture that will prevent incidents like this in the future.
Mm-hmm. And why do they feel the answer is to fire this teacher?
So they think that it's the right course of action based on the very limited information that's been released about how the district investigated this incident. And I should say that the district says most of those details are personnel matters that have to be kept private. But really, the NAACP thinks that there have to be consequences for missteps like this. Here we had Juan Colefield there today. He's the head of the New England Area Conference of NAACP chapters. And he says allowing Mr. Carver to stay on really sends students the wrong message in a number of ways.
The lesson is that, one, the incident was not that bad. Two, the students' concerns and mental anguish don't really matter. Three, that there are no real consequences for truly bad behavior.
And he was asked about sort of the details of some of that mental anguish by a couple of proponents of the teacher who were at this press conference, and he declined to say more about what he's heard from students and parents, but we did hear from some students of color from Dover High at a diversity forum that the school held in January, and those students said they were really sort of ready to be disappointed by how their white friends and neighbors responded to this incident, and so far they had been heartened that people were taking it seriously and were showing a willingness to listen to lessons about privilege and bias, and I think the NAACP feels that allowing Mr. Carver to keep his job would undermine those efforts.
And have we heard from the teacher, John Carver?
We have not. He hasn't made any public statements, and he, as the NAACP has pointed out repeatedly, he has not issued any apologies. What we do know is that he's taught at Dover for 20 or 25 years, and he's actually a Dover High graduate, and he is a former baseball player and now the baseball coach at the school.
Mm-hmm. And so what has the school district said about today's press conference?
So they've said that they don't plan to fire Mr. Carver. They plan to continue with this course of rehabilitation and what they call sort of restorative justice. They don't want to be punitive. They don't want to just punish Mr. Carver for his actions and call it a day. They see this as, I think, kind of a teachable moment for Mr. Carver and other teachers and for the whole community to kind of learn from this incident and move forward. And they also say that it doesn't sound like it's 100% a done deal that Mr. Carver is going to return to work this fall. There's going to be check-ins to make sure that his racial sensitivity training is sort of sinking in, and that they'll make a final decision about his future after he's completed that course. I think they're hopeful that he is going to be able to return to work in the fall, though.
NHPR's Annie Ropeek, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
And listeners, you can read Annie's story about the press conference in Dover this morning at our website, nhpr.org.